you've ever seen Jurassic Park, you're probably familiar with the Velociraptor. Although depicted as a large predator in the movies, in reality, the Velociraptor only stood a couple of feet tall. You can get a feel for this size by looking at the model before you. This model was carefully designed by our team to stand on its own to demonstrate the efficiency of the Velociraptor's bone structure and began with a few simple drawings and the CAD model shown on the side. Each of the two legs was designed to be life-sized, based off of the leg shown in the picture. Each leg was built from PVC, since it not only looks like bone, but also has a low cost and acceptable strength for this project. In between the bigger PVC pipes, at the top are movable joints that lock into place and keep the legs in the shape that they're supposed to have. The bottom three PVC pipes are held together through pinned wooden dowel rods so that they move whenever the load is changed. These are kept loose to show that the legs can hold up the wooden 2x4 at the top of the model without any assistance other than the bottom screws that keep the feet of the model from falling off the platform or moving around too much. The way this model balances is especially cool because the center of mass of the 2x4 is in front of the legs. The legs need to work really hard to stabilize the beam from tilting one way or the other. But due to the curvature at the bottom of the leg, a lot of the stress that would come from supporting that weight is reduced. The beam on top is meant to represent the distributed load that a Velociraptor's body would place on the legs. Since most of the raptor's weight is focused on its chest, it made sense to put the longer end of the beam toward the side that would face the head. The smaller side then represents the tail, which acts as a counterbalance for the raptor as it moves through the jungle. Although we wanted to make this part rotational about the PVC angle joints, the wood proved too heavy to be left without a support and wouldn't stay in place. So now, the wood is held fixed to the PVC with screws. The load angle can still be changed by pressing in the buttons and adjusting the hip or knee joints, but the model only stays balanced in a few of the many positions that it is capable of. The back end of the platform was put in just in case the model was pushed over. If so, it would take out a lot of the impact that the fall would create. And it also acts as a great place to show the inspiration for our model. At first, when we looked at the Velociraptor skeleton, we were very skeptical about how it would even be able to stand. But after creating this model, we got a much better idea of how the forces balance out, and of the role that the skeletal structure plays in supporting loads. We hope you enjoyed learning about dinosaurs, our model, and the crazy structure their bones needed to have just to support their own weights. We are Group 3, and thank you for listening.